Please be seated.
请大家坐。
Once again, we pray God's blessings on all the mothers here.
我们再一次祈求上帝的祝福在我们降在我们当中的所有母亲身上。
And all the mothers of our people who are not here but interstate or overseas.
并且那些在海外或者是在其他州的母亲，在我们当中所代表的那些家人。
May God's love, joy, and peace fill all our mothers.
愿来自上帝的爱、喜乐和平安充满我们每个人的母亲。
Today we want to especially honor the mothers.
今天我们特别要尊重所有的母亲。
They have a special place in the human race.
他们在人类的历史上有个非常重要的地位。
And we want to honor the mothers in a special NLCC way.
我们将会以我们新生命基督教会特殊的形式来尊敬我们所有的母亲。
So you've been here for the first time with us.
所以如果你是第一次来到我们当中。
Please stay behind for a special meal prepared for you.
请你们留下，我们为你准备了特殊的宴席。
It's been prepared with much love.
是一个非常充满爱的。
And we pray that the love of God will touch every heart in this place.
我们祈求上帝的爱可以来触摸到每个人的心。
And let's turn to the Word of God.
让我们一起翻开上帝的话语。
And I'm going to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 1.
我们会为大家读撒母耳记上第一章。
Verse 21.When the man Elkanah went up with all his family to offer the annual sacrifice to the Lord and to fulfill his vow, Hannah did not go. She said to her husband, After the boy is weaned, I will take him and present him before the Lord, and he will live there always.
第二十一节，第二年，以利加拿带全家人前往示罗，向耶和华献年祭。并还所许的愿，哈娜没有跟他们同去。她告诉丈夫说：“孩子断奶以后，我会把他带去献给耶和华，让他永远住在那里。”
Verse 23, Do what seems best to you, Elkanah, her husband told her. Stay here until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord make good his word. So the woman stayed at home and nursed her son until she had weaned him.
以利加拿说：“就依你的意思吧，愿耶和华成就他的应许。”于是他就留在家中，哺养孩子，直到孩子断奶。
After he was weaned, she took the boy with her, young as he was, along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. When they had slaughtered the bull,They brought the boy to Eli, and she said to him, As surely as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there.
孩子断奶以后他就把他带到示罗耶和华的殿，并带去一头三岁的公牛，十公斤面粉和一袋酒。他们宰了一头公牛后，就把孩子带到以利面前。哈娜说：“我主啊，我敢在你面前起誓，我就是那一次站在你这里向耶和华祈求的妇人。我求耶和华赐给我一个孩子，他应允了我的祈求。现在。”我将他献给耶和华，让他终生侍奉耶和华，他便在那里敬拜耶和华。
This is a very famous story in the Bible.
这是在圣经上非常出名的故事。
And it highlights a very famous mother in the Bible.
他在里面着重地提到了在圣经里的一位重要的母亲。
And I believe that we can learn some lessons for this lady called Hannah.
我觉得我们都可以从这个女人叫做哈娜的人身上学到一些。
She's one of a kind.
她就是唯一的一种。
Because as far as I know,
因为对于我来说
there's no other woman in the Bible known as Hannah.
没有其他人在这个圣经上叫做哈娜。
It is a story written and recorded for us.
这个故事记录下来是为了我们记录下来的。
So that we may draw lessons of encouragement from her example.
使得我们可以从她的榜样那里学习到一些鼓励的话。
Now, perhaps there are women in our midst who are not mothers.
或许在我们当中有一些女士还不是母亲。
That doesn't stop you from becoming a mother.
但是这不代表着会阻挠你成为一个母亲。
Because in God's house,
因为在上帝的殿里，
we are all one family.
我们都是一家人。
To believe in Jesus Christ,
来相信耶稣基督，
is to find a way home.
就是找到回到天家的道路。
Home to God.
回到天父的道路。
And in God's house,
在上帝的家里，
we who are older become life examples for the younger.
我们这些年长的成为那些年轻人的榜样。
So that women can be mothers to them, to our younger, to those younger than them.
所以，所有的妇女们可以成为比他们年轻人、年轻的人的榜样，就像一个妈妈的榜样。
And the men can be fathers to those who are younger than them.
那些男士们也可以成为比他们年轻的男人的榜样。
So in God's word,
所以在上帝的话语里，
we will find blessings for every man, every woman, and every child.
我们找到了每一位男士、每一位女士、每一个小孩的祝福。
Verse 21 mentions to us about a man called Elkanah.
第二十一节告诉我们一个人，他的名字叫以利加拿。
And he and his family was preparing to go to a place called Shiloh.To worship God.
他们全家人在准备着要去示罗去敬拜耶和华。
And in verse 22, we discover that this guy has got two wives.
第二十二节，我们发现这个人有两个妻子。
One called Hannah was the first wife.
第一个叫哈娜。
And the second wife was known as Penina.
第二个妻子叫做皮尼娜。
And He was preparing to go on a journey.
他已经准备好了去这个行这个旅程。
And he was going to travel with the entire family.
他要和全家人一起去。
The two wives and a few other children.
他的两个妻子还有几个孩子。
And they were going to travel to the place known as Shiloh.
他们去到的地方是要叫做示罗的地方。
This was a journey that he will make.Each and every year.
这是他每一年都会动身去的地方。
See, to the Jews,
你看对于犹太人来说，
they were all called to worship at one place.
他们都被呼召在一个地方敬拜。
The place where the Lord will establish.
就是耶和华所定的地方。
In those days, the temple had not yet been built.
在那个时候，圣殿还没有被建造。
So they went to the tabernacle of the Lord that was established at Shiloh.
所以他们去到示罗，上帝的会幕那里。
And so Hannah took the opportunity and traveled to the house of God.
所以哈娜那个时候，她就去到了上帝的殿。
But she went there with a heavy heart.
但是她去的是一颗沉重的心去的。
Because she has suffered much.
因为她受了很多的痛苦。
From the ridicule and the bad mouthing from the other lady called Penina.
从另一个妻子比尼娜那里受到了很多的侮辱，很多的羞辱。
So it was a miserable situation for her in the home.
所以对于她来说，在家里是一个挺痛苦的。
So just because we have a family does not mean that everything is sweet.
不代表着当我们有一家人、有家庭的时候，就是其他都是美好的。
Sometimes to the world outside, we have big smiles.
有些时候对于外界来说，我们带着一个大大的微笑。
How are you? Good, good, good.
你好吗？好，好，好。
But inside,
但是在我们的内心，
But in the presence of God,
但是在上帝的同在中。
When she went to Shiloh,
当她去到示罗的时候
，She did not have to pretend.
她不需要去假装。
Because even if she did not say a single word,
因为即使她不需要说任何的话。
God, the Almighty God,
全能的上帝
He sees all things.
他已经看到了一切
He knows all things.
他知道一切
So without even a word said, God will know what was in her heart.
所以即使他不说一句话，上帝已经知道他的心思在想的是什么
So she knew that she was in the presence of God.
所以他知道他就在上帝的同在里
So she opened up her heart to God.
所以他向上帝敞开了他的心
She poured out her miseries and her troubles.
他把他所有的痛苦、所有的难处全都交托给了上帝
So if you look at verse 15,
大家看第十五节
I'll read to you. In verse 15, what happened was The priest saw her talking to God, but without any sound.
所以第十五节是那个祭司，他看着哈娜在对上帝说话，但是没有任何的声音。
He was thinking, how dare this woman come to God's house and looking drunk?
他在想，这个祭司在想，这个女人怎么回事？她怎么可以来上帝的殿，好像是喝醉了似的。
She was misunderstood.
她被误解了。
Now, men can misunderstand you.
男士可能会误解。
But God will not misunderstand you.
但是上帝不会误解。
So even though the priest misunderstood her,
所以即使是祭司误解了他。
In verse 14 saying, how long will you keep on getting drunk?
第十四节说，你要醉到什么时候呢？
Get rid of the wine.
醒醒吧，醒醒酒吧。
So verse 15 says, oh no, not my Lord. I'm a woman who's deeply troubled.
所以哈娜第十五节答道，我主啊，我没有喝酒，我是心里非常愁苦的人。
I've not been drinking wine or beer.
我没有喝酒，喝啤酒啊什么的，什么都没喝。
And then verse 16 says, do not take me to be a wicked woman.
第十六节说，请不要以为我是堕落的女人。
I'm here because of great anguish and grief in my heart.
我在这里是因为我心中非常的悲伤痛苦。
So in the house of God.
所以在上帝的殿里。
Before the servant of God.
在上帝的仆人面前。
She opened her heart and told everything that was inside her.
她向上帝的仆人敞开她的心，告诉她心中所想的一切。
So in verse 17, the priest replied to her.
所以第十七节，这个祭司回应她说。
Go in peace.
你安心地回去吧。
The God of Israel,
以色列的上帝
will grant you what you ask.
会答应你的祈求。
So the priest told her, "It's okay. Peace be with you."
所以祭司就对他说，没事儿，愿上帝的平安在你心中。
So what did she do?
所以他做了什么呢？
Having received the word of the priest,
已经得到了祭司的话。
She didn't say.Is it true or false?
他没有说是真的还是假的。
Do you hear me correctly?
你听清楚我说的是什么吗？
What she heard, she just received.
她所听到的，她就是接受到了。
And she believed.
她就相信了。
So what did she do?
所以她做了什么呢？
What would you do if you believe the word of God?
如果你相信上帝的话语，你会做什么呢？
You just obey the instructions.
你就是来顺从这个指示。
Is that right?
对吗？
If you believe, you just believe it and act upon it.
如果你相信的话，你就会把它行出来。
So the priest said, God has heard your prayers.His peace is with you.
所以祭司说，上帝已经听到了你的祈求，平安在你心中。
So what if you have received what God has given you? What do you do?
所以当你接受了上帝的平安，你会做什么呢？
She said, "Say, say, thank you."
她说谢谢。
First thing the next early next morning.
所以第二天早上的第一件事。
She packed up, and the whole family packed up, and they went home.
他们整个家庭就已经。装好了装备都准备回家了。
If she didn't believe,
如果她不相信的话，
she would stay there and keep on praying and keep on praying and keep on praying.
那她就 会停留在那儿，继续祷告，继续祷告，继续祷告。
So, if you look at verse 19,
请看第十九节。
Early the next morning,
第二天，
they arose, worshiped the Lord, and they went home.
他们起来敬拜耶和华，然后回到自己的家乡。
She had prayed to God.
她已经向上帝祈祷了。
She had opened her heart to God.
她已经向上帝敞开了她的心。
And she believed in God.
并且她相信上帝。
Why did she believe?
她为什么相信呢？
Because she believed in the true God.
因为她相信的是那唯一的真神。
She did not believe in dumb idols.
她没有相信的是那个哑巴的假神。
She believed in a God who answers prayers.
他所相信的是那位回应祷告的上帝。
She believes in a God who hears our prayers.
他相信的是那位听到我们祈祷的
上帝。So having prayed to God,
所以当他向上帝祷告之后，
without hiding, open her heart to God.
没有隐藏，他向上帝完全敞开他的心。
And coming to God in worship,
在敬拜当中来到上帝的面前。
She knew.That God will hear her prayers.
他知道上帝一定会听到他的祷告。
So if you want to have God answer your prayers,
所以如果你想要上帝来回应你的祷告，
first you need to believe that He exists.
首先你要来相信他是真实存在的。
There is a God.
在这世上有位真神。
And if He is God, He is Almighty.
他是上帝，他是全能的上帝。
He sees all things.
他看到一切。
He knows all things.
他 知道一切。
The entire destiny of the human race is in his hands.
整个人类的生命都是在他的手中。
So if you do not know tomorrow,
如果你不知道明天会怎样，
you do not need to know, be afraid.
你也不需要害怕。
Because the God that we believe in,
因为我们所相信的上帝，
tomorrow is in his hands.
明天就在他的手中。
And if you have the God who holds tomorrow in your hands,
如果你拥有那位在明天在抓在他的手中的上帝的话，
then there's nothing to be afraid.
那么你就不需要害怕任何事。
No need to be afraid.
不需要害怕任何事。
Only believe.
只要信。
That your God is a true God.
你的上帝是真实的上帝。
He who makes the heavens and the earth.
那位创造天与地的神。
He who made you.
那位创造你的人。
He has got no reason to lie to you.
他没有任何的理由对你撒谎。
Would you believe in someone who lies to you?
你会相信那些对你撒谎的人吗？
Yeah, don't be silly, Pastor.
你说别傻了。
If the guy is a liar, of course I won't believe in him.
如果那个人对我撒谎，我肯定不相信他。
Then, whom should we believe?
那么我们要相信谁呢？
The one who is the truth.
是那位真理的神。
Truth comes from God Almighty.
真理从全能的上帝而来。
Because He made all things.
因为他创造了一切。
So only He knows all things.
所以只有他知道一切。
Does that make sense?
大家明白吗？
If He did not make all things,
如果他没有创造一切的话，
then He would not know everything.
那么他就肯定不会知道所有的一
切。But our God,
但是我们的上帝，
is the maker of heaven and earth.
是创造天与地的上帝。
Maker of all that is seen and unseen,
是那个创造看得见以及看不见一切的上帝。
So truth is with him.
所以真理就在他里面。
And you can believe in him.
你可以来相信他。
And not be afraid.
可以不害怕。
Hannah.
Hannah.
She came to this God.
她来到这位上帝面前。
She believed in this God.
她相信这位上帝。
The God of Israel.
是以色列的。
The God who made the heavens and the earth.
是那位创造天与地的上帝。
And because she believed, she came in worship.
因为她相信，所以她来敬拜他。
Because if you know God as God,
如果你认识上帝作为上帝，他本身的话，
then you will know what God is worth.
那么你就会知道上帝的价值是什么。
God is worth everything.
上帝他配得一切。
So even though it's a bit of a journey from Ramah to Shiloh,
所以即使他们从他们的家乡到示罗是一个段挺长的距离，
even though it's inconvenient,
即使是很不方便的，
Elkanah and his whole family,
是以利加拿和他的全家人，
they made the journey,
他们一起走向了这个旅
程， and carrying with them the sacrifices,
他们并且带着他们所有的祭品，
it required an effort,
是需要他们的努力，
effort of time and energy,
需要他们的时间以及他们的力量，
and money,
以及金钱。
Now, how much does a bull cost?
牛会值多少钱呢？
I don't know.
我不知道。
If you're in Japan, you buy Kobe beef, it'll be thousands of dollars.
如果你在日本的话，你会买和牛，那会价值连城。
But even in Australia,
即使是在澳大利亚，
the cheap cuts of beef are $15-$20 a kilo.
即使是最便宜的牛肉也大概是15到16元。
Unless you wait for specials at Coles.
或者是除非是你等着 COS 的打折的时候。
So one big bull will be about a few thousand dollars.
所以一头公牛大概是几千元。
So time, energy and effort they spent to go and worship God.
所以他们花费了，他们用了时间，用了金钱以及他们的力量，他们的努力去来敬拜上帝。
And when she came to God,
当他来到上帝的面前，
she came with a heart open to God.
他是一颗敞开的心来敬拜上帝。
Such is a kind of worship that our God is pleased with.
他这样的敬拜是我们的上帝所喜悦的。
So when the priest said, go home, God has heard your prayers, she believed it, she received it, and she went home.
所以当祭司说，上帝已经听到你的祷告，平安的回去吧，所以他就相信了，他就接受了，他就回去了。
So we are told in verse 19,
第十九节告诉我们，
early the next morning they got up,
清早他们起来之后，
they went to worship before the Lord,
他们来敬拜耶和华，
and they went home.
然后他们就回家了。
What does it say to us?
这对我们说了什么呢？
It says to us about a woman and a family that puts God first.
这说明了这个女人和她的一家人都是把上帝放在首位的。
Our Lord Jesus taught us,
我们的主耶稣 教导我们。
If you first seek His kingdom,
如果你首先寻求他的国
，and if you first seek His righteousness,
首先来寻求他的义
，then everything you need for a success in life,
那么你所需要的能够成功的生命所需要的一切
，He will give to you.
他将都给你。
Now I don't know how you measure success.
我不知道大家对于成功的衡量是什么。
But the ancient kings, they measure success by one thing.
所以对于古代的那些皇帝他们对于成功的衡量标准只有一种
Whether it is in Japan or in China or in England
不论是在日本在中国还是在英国
What do they want?
他们想要的是什么
Long life
就是很长的生命
Is that right?
对吗
How many of you don't want long life?
有多少人想要长寿呢？
There's one guy in Chinese culture who does not like long life.
有一个人在中国的历史上不想要长寿。
Is that right?
对吗？
He called 寿星公。
他的名字就叫寿星公。
嫌命长。
他嫌命长。
I don't know how you say it in Mandarin, but there was the one guy who did not like long life.
只有那一个人，他嫌他自己生命很长。
But everybody else I know, they all want long life.
但是对于其他的人，我所认识的人，我所知道的人，大家都想要长寿。
That's why people buy insurance.
这就是为什么人们买保险。
Car insurance.
买车险。
Life insurance.
买生命险。
Health insurance.
买健康保险。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you want to have long life.
因为你想要长寿。
But it's no use having a long life. It's not a good long life.
但是如果你的生命不是你的身体是有病的话呢，那就不是一个好的长寿。
The good news is with Almighty God.
好消息就是在全能的上帝那里。
You get eternal life.
你有永生。
Eternal life in joy.
在喜乐里有永生。
In peace.
在平安里。
In love.
在爱里。
In light.
在光里。
No more darkness.
没有，不再有任何的黑暗。
No more pain.
没有任何的痛苦。
No more fear.
没有任何的惧怕。
No more death.
没有任何的死亡。
No devil.
没有任何的魔鬼。
No devil.
没有任何的魔鬼。
This is life with God.
这就是在上帝与上帝在一起的生命。
It sounds to me the most successful kind of life. Do you agree?
大家同意吗？这听起来是最成功的一种生命。
Amen.
Amen.
So don't seek after life on earth.
所以不要寻求在这世上的生命。
Seek life with God in heaven.
来寻求着在天堂里与上帝在一起的生命。
So.Elkanah and Hannah and the family, they go back home to Ramah.
所以以利加拿和哈纳他们都一起回到他们的故乡。
And what happens?
发生什么了？
They go home. The next year, Hannah is pregnant and gives birth to a baby.
下一年，哈纳就怀孕了，并且生了一个儿子。
At last, she can join the Mother's Day Club.
最终他可以享受到了所有的母亲的这一步。
She can come and sit at the table with all the mothers afterwards.
他可以和大家在之后一起坐在我们的筵席上。
And so, once the child is born, Elkanah is about to go and make a sacrifice.
所以在这个孩子出生之后没多久，以利加拿要去献年祭。
It's the following year.
是之后的一年了。
And he says, "Come on, family, let's go."
他说：“来，咱们一家人一起去吧。”
But this time Hannah says, "No, no, I'm not going."
但是这一次 Hannah 说：“不不不，我不去。”
哎，
哎
，Why isn't she going?
她为什么不去呢
？Isn't she grateful to God for answered prayers?
她不是对上帝回应她的祷告很感恩吗
？Sometimes when God gives us the answer to our prayers,
有些时候当上帝回应了我们的祷告
，We want a job.
我们想要一份工作
，God gives us a job.
上帝给了我们工作
，We want success in our business.
我们想要我们的生意是成功的
，And we have a successful business.
我们的生意就做得很好。
After that, what happens?
在那之后发生什么事呢
？The business becomes number one.
这个生意就变成生命的首位
，Or the job becomes number one.
或者工作就成为我们生命的首位，或者这个孩子就成为我们生命的首位。
And we've forgotten about God.
我们就忘了上帝。
No, no, we haven't forgotten about God.
没，我们没有忘记上帝。
It's just he's number two or number three.
只是他是第二位或者是第三位。
And we are no longer grateful and thankful.
他们不再是一颗感恩向上帝感谢的人。
I think in the Chinese culture.
我觉得在中国的文化里。
One of the worst sins is to be ungrateful.
最大的罪就是那个忘恩负义。
Is that right?
对吗
？To be ungrateful.
就是忘恩负义。
But Hannah was not ungrateful.
但是哈娜她不是忘恩负义的人。
She did not want to go with the husband the following year.
她在下一年不想和她的丈夫去献年祭。
Because she wanted to prepare herself.
因为她想要准备好她自己。
And to make a commitment to God.
来为上帝委身。
She had made a promise to God quietly, silently while she was praying to God.
在她之前向上帝祷告的时候，她已经默默地对上帝做出了承诺。
She said, God,
她说上帝啊，
if you give me a son,
如果你赐给我一个儿子，
I will give that son back to you.
我将会把我这个儿子还给你。
And he will serve you all the days of his life.
他必定终身地来服侍你。
Wow.
Wow.
That was the one and only child that she'd been waiting for all these years.
这个是她在等待了多年之后唯一的儿子。
宝贝的宝贝。
是最宝贝的。
And yet she was willing to give it all to God.
但是她愿意把它献出给上帝。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because she recognized.
因为她意识到。
Life comes from God.
生命是从上帝而来的。
And if she has one precious child.
如果她有一个宝贝。宝贵的孩子
She wants to dedicate child to God.
她想要把这个孩子献上给上帝。
God will take care of him better than anyone else can.
上帝将会比其他任何人都可以把这个孩子照顾得最好。
Because she loved the child.
因为她爱这个孩子。
And because she loved God.
因为她爱上帝。
So she wants to hand the child to God.
所以她想要把这个孩子献上给上帝。
It's a lesson for us to remember.
这是对于我们每个人要记住的一堂课。
Love gives.
爱就会给予。
People who hold back,
那些有所保留的人
do not know what love is.
他们不明白爱的意义。
So if you love God,
如果你爱上帝的话
give him your heart.
把你的心献给他。
If you love God,
如果你爱上帝的话
give him your life.
把你的生命献给他。
When you plant your life in the hands of God,
当你把你的生命播种在上帝的手中时
When you put your love into the hands of God,
当你把你的爱放在上帝的手中时
you do not lose.
你将不会失败。
What you gain in return is multiplied 1,000 times.
你所得到的将会是一千倍那么多。
So Hannah knew that lesson.
所以哈娜她明白这个道理。
She said, give me time.
她说给我点时间
I'm still breastfeeding the baby.
我现在还在喂养这个孩子
In those days they didn't have tin powdered milk.
那个时候他们没有奶粉
You couldn't buy from supermarket and post it to Shiloh.
你也不能去超市买些奶粉给邮过去
Like some people post from New Zealand or Australia to China.
就像那些从澳大利亚或者是新西兰寄奶粉回
She was still breastfeeding the baby.
她还在喂给这个孩子喂奶。
When the baby no longer needs mother's milk.
当这个孩子不再需要母亲的奶水。
Then I'll keep my promise to God.
那么我一定对上帝信守承诺。
Now remember, she's a Jew and not a Chinese.
来记得她是一个犹太人，她不是个中国人。
If it's Chinese, they will breastfeed the guy until 14, 15 years old.
如果是中国人，可能会把这孩子喂养到14到15岁。
Is that right?
对吗
？As late as the Qing Dynasty.
就像那清朝似的。
Is that right?
对吗
？If the richer you are, the longer the boy gets breast milk.
如果你越富有，那么这个孩子他所喝的奶就越长。
They have 奶吗？
他们有奶吗
？So not the natural mother, but other mothers with babies who have to feed your child.
不是自己亲生的母亲，而是有个奶妈来喂养这个孩子。
But she was a Jew.
但是她是个犹太人。
So by about 2 or 3 years old, they weaned off breast milk.
所以在2到3岁就孩子就断奶了。
So she skipped 2 years.
所以她就保留了两年时间。
So on the third year, when he's 3 years old.
在第三年，当孩子13岁的时候。
So now, in verse 24, when he was weaned, she now took the boy and took him to Shiloh.
所以24节，当孩子断奶以后，她就把他带到示罗耶和华的殿。
Verse 21, the year after she had visited the second year, the boy was just born, so she did not go.
第二年，当这孩子出生的那一年，她没有去。
Even though she did not go, she had God on her mind.
即使她没有去圣殿，但是她有上帝在她的思想
当中、脑海中。She wanted to keep her commitment to God.
她想要对上帝承诺，她想要对上帝信守她的承诺。
Here is a faithful woman.
这是一个信实的女士。
If you are faithful to God,
如果你对上帝是信实的。
It is because you believe that God will be faithful to you.
因为你相信上帝对你是信实的。
Today in this world,
今天在现代的这个世界
there are very few people who are loyal and faithful.
有极少数的人是很忠诚，是那个很信实的人。
May we who know God be different.
愿我们这些认识上帝的人和这些人不同。
Amen.
Amen.
Faithful to our God.
我们对上帝是信实的。
Loyal to our God.
对上帝是忠诚的。
We are a people who keep our promises.
我们是那些信守承诺的人。
We are a people who can be trusted.
我们是上帝。可信靠的可依靠的、
right?
可相信的
We Christians should be known as people who can be trusted
我们基督徒可以成为人们相信的人
Once upon a time people say you are as good as your word
曾经人们说你就像你的话说的那么好
一言为定
一年为定
Nowadays you've got to get two witnesses to sign
但是现在必须有两个证人来
And then you get somebody else to stamp it
他们必须要来盖章
And then they say you've got to haveput in some money as a guarantee.
并且你要放一些押金在那里。
They don't trust your word.
他们不相信你的话。
But we who are Christians.
但是我们基督徒们。
We should be such that we are so faithful to our word.
我们应该是对于我们的话是信守承诺的。
People should say they can trust us.
我们可以让别人看到我们，可以相信我们的人。
Because they see that we are Christians.
因为他们看到我们是基督徒。
So when the time came, she kept her promise.
所以当时间到了，她就。他就信守了他的承诺。
And she brought her son to Shiloh.
他就把他的儿子带到示罗。
So verse 24 says, After he was weaned, she took the boy with her, young as he was, along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh.
第二十四节，孩子断奶以后，他就把他带到示罗耶和华的殿，并带一头三岁的公牛、十公斤面粉和一袋酒。
Then what did she do after that?
在那之后，他做了什么呢
？Upon arrival, the first thing she did was to worship God.
在他到来的那一到了的那一刻，他就去敬拜上帝。
So verse 25 says, when they had slaughtered the bull, they brought the boy to Eli.
所以第二十五节，他们宰了那头公牛，就把孩子带到以利面前。
Before after she received the promise from God, before she left home, she worshipped the Lord.
在她接受了上帝的应许，在她回去之前，她就敬拜上帝。
Now that she's come and brought the boy to the house of God,
她现在就把她的儿子带到示罗来敬拜上帝。
Before she handed the boy to the priest,
在她把孩子交给祭司之前，
What did she do?
她做了什么呢？
She first worshipped the Lord.
她首先来敬拜耶和华。
May all the mothers here remember.
愿我们当中的每位母亲都记得。
The best protection for your children.
对于你孩子最好的保护
is that you yourself know the Almighty God.
就是你自己认识那位全能的上帝。
Then you can pray a covering of prayer over your children.
那么你可以对于你的孩子祷告，祷告上帝的保守在他们身上。
Because you know your God.
因为你认识你的上帝。
And your God knows you.
你的上帝也认识你。
May I ask, does the Almighty God know your name?
让我来问问你，全能的上帝知道你的名字吗？
Have you called upon him long enough so that he knows, oh, that's the voice of James?
你是不是呼召他的时间够久，所以他说这是 James?
Tim Ding Meh, Even a son, yes.
你想个儿子，是的。
And so, Hannah told the priest.
所以哈娜就告诉了祭司。
Eli, you don't remember me.
Eli, 你不记得我了。
I was the woman who was looking like drunk.
我就是那个被你看着像是喝醉了的女士。
And you told me God has answered my prayers.
你告诉了我，上帝已经回应了我的祷告。
And when I was there looking drunk,
当我在那里看上去像喝醉了的时候
，I was actually pouring out my heart to God.
当时我确实是把我的心完全的敞开献给上帝。
And as I poured my heart out to God,
当我把我所有内心的苦处全都告诉给上帝的时候
，I had made a promise to God.
我对上帝做出了一个承诺。我说：“上帝啊，
if you'll answer my prayers,
如果你回应我的祷告
，the son that you give me,
你给我的儿子
，I will give back to you.
我将会把它献给你。
So Eli, I've come to keep my word.
所以以利，我现在来信守我的承诺。
Not just for a season.
不仅仅是一个季节。
No, in Thailand,
在泰国
many people.” will send their sons into the temple to be a monk for a month.
很多人会把他们的儿子
the men, they said the boys.
会把他们的儿子去送到当地的庙里头，在那待一个月。
There, they could be a month or even a year.
可能会在那里待一个月，甚至是一年。
But then they come back.
但是之后他们就回家了。
Here, Hannah offers a son to the house of God for the rest of his life.
这里哈娜把她的儿子献给耶和华的殿，让他终生的侍奉耶和华。
And so he worshipped the Lord there.
所以他就在那里敬拜上帝。
And as a result, what happened?
这个结果发生什么事呢？
That boy grew up to be that prophet Samuel.
这个男孩长大就是那一位先知撒母耳。One
of the greatest heroes.Of the Bible.
是圣经上最伟大的英雄之一。
Was the mother successful?
她的母亲是成功的吗？
Yeah, because she handed her son to God.
是的，因为她把她的儿子献给上帝。
Her son grows up to be a mighty man of God.
她的儿子成长成为上帝伟大的仆人。
Whatever he said,
他不论他说什么，
whatever he spoke,
不论他说出什么话，
God kept the word of God, the word spoken by Samuel,
上帝就使得撒母耳所说的话，
and caused it to come true,
使他成真。
The Bible says not a single word of Samuel ever dropped to the floor.
圣经上说，撒母耳所说的每一句话没有掉在地上的。
He worked awesome miracles.
他行出了了不起的神迹。
Mighty man of God.
他是上帝伟大的仆人。
Because he had a mother who believed in a great God.
因为他拥有那位相信上帝的母亲。
So mothers.
所以所有母亲们，
If you want your children to be successful,
如果你想要你的孩子都是成
功的， Be a friend of this great God,
来成为这伟大上帝的朋友，
Then the greatness of God will flow down to your children and their children's children.
那么来自上帝的伟大就会涌流到你的孩子，
Is that good news?
并且这是之后的几代人，这是好消息吗？
Yes.
是的。
Where you cannot protect them,
当你不能继续保护他们的时候，
The God who made him can protect him.
那位创造他的上帝可以来保守他。
The God who gave you your daughters and your sons can protect your sons and your daughters.
那位赐给你儿子或女儿的上帝，他将会来保守你的儿子或者女儿。
Hannah, she went through a time of great misery.
Hannah, 她经历了一段痛苦的时光。
There was a time of great grief.
在她内心当时是极其痛苦的。
Every day there was domestic trouble in the house.
在每一天里都有个家庭的冷暴力。
But she did not give up her faith in that great God.
但是她没有放弃她对于伟大上帝的信心。
Year after year, she continued to worship her God.
她每一年都继续地敬拜她的上帝。
She didn't know when God would answer prayers.
她不知道上帝什么时候才会回应她的祷告。
But she knew that her God.Here's her prayers.
但是她知道她的上帝听到了她的祷告。
And then on that year when she opened her heart to God,
在那一年，当她向上帝敞开她的心的时候，
and she made that commitment to God and received a word from the priest.
她对上帝做出了承诺，并且从祭司那里得到一句话。
She decided she will definitely keep her word.
她决定了，她一定要信守她的承诺。
She made a decision.
她做了一个决定。
I will be faithful to my God.
我将对我的上帝是信实的。
I will trust in my God.
我将来相信我的上帝。
And so when she had the one and only child she's been waiting for all these years.
所以在她等待了多年以后，她唯一的儿子出生了。
When the child came, she offered it to God.
当这个儿子降生之后，她把这个儿子献上给耶和华。
Of course, year after year, he went to say hello to him.
当然了，每一年她都会到店里和她的儿子去见
面。And every year, she had to make a bigger vest for him.
每一年都为他造一些织一些新的衣服。
衣服 ，because he was growing.
因为他在长大。
He was growing. He wasn't a little stunted little boy.
因为这个男孩他在每一年都在长大。
And then what happened to her?
他又发生什么事呢？
Because she put her faith in God.
因为他把他的信心放在上帝身上。
Because she kept her word to God.
因为他对上帝信守了他的承诺。
Please look at chapter 2, verse 21.
请看第二章二十一节。
And the Lord was gracious to Hannah.
上帝对哈娜是充满怜悯的。
She conceived.
她又怀孕了。
And gave birth to three sons.
又生了三个儿子。
And two daughters.
和两个女儿。
So now she has six.
所以她现在她有六个孩子。
She didn't lose this year.
她没有任何的失败，对吗？
When you trust God,
当你信靠上帝的时候
when you worship God,
当你敬拜上帝的时候
when you commit your life to God,
当你把你的生命委身在上帝里的时候
you can never lose,
你将不会有任何的所失
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告
Father in heaven,
在天上的父
May this wonderful story of the Bible encourage every one of us.
愿在圣经里的这个美好的故事可以鼓励我们当中的每个人。
That you are the Almighty God.
你就是全能的上帝。
You are the maker of heaven and earth.
你是创造天与地的神。
Life comes from you.
生命从你而来。
Love comes from you.
爱从你而来。
Joy comes from you.
喜乐从你而来。
Peace comes from you.
平安也从你而来。
And through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
透过你的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督，
we can find a way home to our Heavenly Father.
我们可以找到回到天家的道路。
Father, we pray.
天父，我们祈祷。
That every man, woman, and child in this place.
愿我们在场的每一位男士、每一位女士和每一个小孩
will know your grace.
都来认识到、知道你的恩典。
Experience your love.
来体验到你的爱。
Able to confess Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord.
能够承认耶稣基督作为他们的救主。
And find our way home into the family of God.
找到我们回到天家的道路。
May the blessings of heaven.
愿来自天堂的祝福。
Come upon all of us on earth here.
临到我们在这世上的每个人。
Wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉我们主耶稣基督的名。
The Son of the Living God.
全能上帝的儿子。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
阿门。
Let's arise and sing a love song to our Lord.
让我们一起站起来，对上帝唱一首爱的歌曲。
世上许多人。